Hi, and welcome to Scamp Scarecast. I'm your host, Scamp. Join me whilst we explore topics such as creepypastas, real horror stories, real true crime cases, and the occasional folklore. Be sure to join my subreddit at r/ScampScarecast. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at @SScarecast. Be sure to leave a review on whatever podcasting platform that you use. Right, with that out of the way, let's get creepy. Drekovac, also called Drek, Drekolo, and Krekovac, is a cryptid in Slavic lore. Its description: the Drekovac comes from the souls of children who have died unbaptized. The creature is not consistently described. Another description is that its body is dappled, elongated, and as thin as a spindle, with a disproportionately large head. A modern find of a supposed Drekovac body looked like a dog or a fox, but the hind legs like a kangaroo. It may also appear in the form of a child and call for people passing near the cemetery to baptize it. One more modern description says that it is a kind of primate. The one feature everyone agrees about is its horrifying yell. Drekovac could be seen at night, especially during the 12 days of Christmas, called Unbaptized Days in Serbo-Croatian, and in early spring. When other demons appear, most often in the form of a child, it predicts someone's death, but in the form of the animal, it predicts cattle disease. Drekovac rarely bothers its parents, as it's afraid of dogs. In Drekovac, it is often used as a child scare, in a similar way a banshee is in the West. It is probably more useful than banshees in rural areas, as children would surely sometimes hear the sound of some animal and attribute it to the Drekovac, thus convincing them that it really exists, which would then probably prevent them from wandering far from home. In the cities, however, belief in it has faded. The Baba Roga, which more closely resembles the Western bogeyman, is much more commonly used. Some sightings. Though the creature is used as a scare tactic for children, there are adults who do believe in its existence. According to the guide of a reporter of Duga magazine, numerous villagers on the mountain of Zlatbor report seeing it, and almost everyone reports hearing it. It is commonly sighted all over Bosnia and Serbia, and more rarely in Croatia, Montenegro, and North Macedonia. It is most commonly sighted in the regions of Pomerage and Bosnia Krajina. I hope I said them right. I don't think I did. But anyway. In 2016, a Croatian YouTuber called Denis Domanian released a video titled Scary Bedtime Stories with a special guest. In the second half of the video, he claimed that 2 years ago, specifically on the 27th of December 2014, he and his brother saw a Drekovac in front of their house, which is in the village of Brijabir, Croatia. It was late at night when Dennis and his brother heard the dog barking outside, so they went outside to see what's the problem. At first, Dennis didn't see anything. However, then he noticed a strange creature standing in the road staring at him. He started approaching the creature, but then his mother shouted at him to return inside. When they went back inside, they started discussing what they saw. Eventually, their parents woke up and asked them what was wrong, to which they told them what they saw. Their mother believed them straight away, while the father was a bit more skeptical. So he separated them into two different rooms and told them to draw what they saw. Their drawings were allegedly almost identical, although we are only showing Dennis's drawing in the video. Dennis also states that he only learned about the Drekovac after their encounter with the creature. In 2018, Dennis's brother Pico released a video titled Draw My Horror Story, in which he went over his version of the story. The only notable difference is that Pico claimed that the Drekovac was in the garden, while Dennis claimed it was on the road. He also mentioned that the creature moved like it was made out of rubber and moved quickly. In 2019, Dennis released a video titled I Spent a Night in a Haunted Place. In the second half of the video, he goes to a place called Dry Pipe, which between the villages of Blaskovici and Brior, Dry Pipe are three pipes next to the road, which is surrounded by forest. The place is famous for strange things happening, such as people having their vehicle stop working, hearing crying and screeching, and getting rocks thrown at them from the forest. When he got there, it was past midnight on Friday the 13th. He could hear screeching from the forest, which he attributed to a jackal. He looked around a bit before entering his car. He would spend the rest of the video in the car reading his fans' paranormal experiences. The rest of the video went by without anything weird happening. However, when he posted the video, fans started commenting about a strange thing that could be seen through the window of his car at 24 minutes and 37 seconds. Some people thought that the thing was an alien, while others thought it was Utvara, a type of ghost from Slavic mythology. However, around a year later, Dennis would make a video in which he would say that he thinks that the thing was a Drekovac. He would go on to say that the thing looked very similar to the Drekovac that he and his brother saw in front of their house, which is just a few kilometers away from Dry Pipe a few years earlier. And that is that with the Drekovac. The Jersey Devil is a legendary creature of folklore rumored to live in the New Jersey Pine Barrens. Cryptozoologists take the legends at face value and think it's an unknown animal that somehow has evaded capture for hundreds of years. Supposedly, the appearance of the beast varies, depends on the eyewitnesses. Most accounts describe the devil as having a head of a dog, the face of a horse, bat wings, a tail, and of course, hooves. According to folklore, the creature was born in 1735 at Estelville, New Jersey, as a child of Mrs. Leeds. She had cursed the unborn baby out of frustration. It was her 13th child, and declared that it would be born a devil. She apparently got her wish, and soon after its birth, it transformed into a devil and fled into the Pine Barrens. Other accounts vary when it comes to the family the creature was born into or the location of its birth. Another theory relates to a feud between scientist, politician and publisher Benjamin Franklin and the rival publishing firm of the Leeds family, who had a dragon on their family crest which looks a bit like some images of the Jersey Devil. Hero of the Enlightenment, Benjamin Franklin may have claimed his rivals were in a league with the devil and made up other stories about them, cavorting with monsters to discredit their business. Other accounts. There are other various myths associated with the Jersey Devil. In one, a clergyman was able to exorcise the devil from the Pine Barrens in 1740, but it returned 150 years later. Apparently exorcism have an expiration date. Two famous accounts state the devil was seen by Commodore Stephen Decatur and Joseph Bonaparte, brother of Napoleon Bonaparte. The devil's most famous appearance was a rash of sightings in January 1909 across New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania. Several hoaxers took advantage of the hysteria by presenting a captive Jersey devil, which turned out to be a kangaroo with wings glued to its back. One of them, Norman Jeffries, even planted fake reports of the devil in the local newspapers. Some people have stated that the creature is a bird, sort of like or close to a pterodactyl, or a supernatural harbinger of disaster. Recent sightings of the Jersey Devil was two sightings in 2015. One was photographed by Dave Black from Little Egg Harbor and was described by Vice as looking like a stuffed animal hanging from a tree. For the record, the person who broke the story was NewJersey.com's lifestyle and paranormal activity reporter Kelly Roncaker, who, when not playing Ghostbuster with an organisation called Jersey Unique Minds Paranormal Society, supposedly has high journalistic standards. Another local, Emily Martin, took a video of a bat slash goat thing apparently flying through the night sky. It looks a bit fakey to say the least, as Snopes.com observed. The creature's body is immobile other than its wings during its supposed flight, a characteristic common to piñatas but not legendary cryptids. Martin's video is undeniable proof that if you film an inanimate object being tossed through the air on a dark night, you can convince people that the Jersey Devil is alive and well. Now a word from my sponsor. Do you ever get bored during the day? Do you wish you could just watch someone stream endless content? Well, look no further. Head on over to twitch.tv/scampiandchips. Satisfaction guaranteed. The Wendigo is a mythological cannibalistic monster in the spiritual tradition of Northern American Algonquin-speaking tribes. It is associated with winter and is described as either a fearsome beast that stalks and eats humans, or as a spirit that possesses humans, causing them to turn into cannibals. There are many different spellings and pronunciations for Wendigo. In Ojibwe, the term is defined as a winter cannibal monster, but its name may derive from proto-Algonquin word we nektor wa, meaning owl. Some legends say the Wendigo is an emaciated figure with ashen flesh. Others describe it as a giant creature up to 15 feet, 4.5 meters tall, or as a beast that grows larger the more it eats. It may have sunken or glowing eyes and sharp yellow fangs with claws. Its lips are chewed or entirely missing because it has eaten them. It may be hairless or have fur, and it may have pointed ears and horns or antlers like a deer. It smells of rotting flesh and is usually first detected by humans by its horrible odour. Wendigos are believed to have exceptionally sharp eyesight, hearing, and a sense of smell, as well as superior strength and speed in order to stalk and overpower the victims. They live in colder climates among the woodlands and lakes of Canada and the northern United States. They can move easily through deep snow and across ice. Their claws help with the ice. A shaman may be the only person who can subdue and destroy a Wendigo, using either a silver, steel, or iron bullet, or a dagger. Some legends, however, claim the Wendigo's heart must be cut out and melted or burned in a fire before its spirit is truly vanquished. The Wendigo is sometimes described as a spirit rather than a physical presence. In Cree mythology, for example, the Wendigo is believed to be an evil spirit that possesses humans. The spirit enters a person by biting them through a dream, but then the possessed person becomes cannibalistic or otherwise deranged or violent. Some people are believed to be more susceptible to becoming possessed by a Wendigo, including those who are greedy or gluttonous, as well as those who are suffering from hunger or starvation. A colloquial phrase for this experience is going Wendigo. Its history and cultural impact. The Wendigo legend exists in the oral history of North American tribes, predating Europeans' arrival in Northern America. Some anthropologists believe that the legend developed as a cautionary tale about the importance of community to guard against individual greed, selfishness, and isolation. The Wendigo was a personification of cold and hunger in a time when human survival relied on banding together and sharing resources, particularly during the long, harsh winters of the northern wilderness. The legend may also serve as a warning to children not to wander too far into the woods. The first known written mention of the Wendigo appears in a 1636 report by Frenchman Paul Lejeune, a missionary living among the Algonquin people in what is now Quebec. Paul described a woman who warns of a ashen that had eaten some tribal members nearby and that would eat a great many more of them if he were not called elsewhere. A few instances of murder and cannibalism in North America were blamed on the Wendigo. These included a case in Alberta, Canada in 1879, where a Cree hunter and trapped named Swift Runner claimed to have seen a Wendigo spirit enter his dreams and told him to eat his family. He was tried for murder, found guilty, and hung for his crimes later on that year. Another case occurred in 1907 among the Sandy Lake First Nation community in northern Ontario. The tribal shaman, Jack Fiddler, and his brother, Joseph Fiddler, were charged with the murder of Joseph's daughter-in-law, whom they had strangled to prevent her from becoming possessed by a Wendigo. After the brother's arrest, Jack Fiddler escaped the police and strangled himself, and Joseph Fiddler died from tuberculosis in prison in the year 1909. By the early 20th century, the term Wendigo psychosis was being used by psychologists and missionaries to describe a culture-bound syndrome among Native and First Nations people whose symptoms include delusions of becoming possessed by an evil spirit, depression, violence, a compulsion for human flesh, and in some cases, cannibalism. The syndrome was also diagnosed retroactively in historical cases of cannibalism in North America. However, the existence of the syndrome is disputed by some scientists. For centuries, indigenous artists and activists have drawn on the Wendigo legend both literally and metaphorically to address such issues as colonialism, violence, and environmental destruction. American writer Louise L. Erdrich's poem Wendigo in 1984 tells of a man trapped inside a Wendigo who abducts a young girl, who in turn releases his spirit. Her novel, The Roundhouse, in 2012, which centres on a boy in North Dakota seeking justice after his mother is raped, uses the Wendigo legend to explore views of retribution and justice among the boys' tribes versus those of the US government. In the 21st century, activist Winona LaDuke coined the term Wendigo economics to criticize corporations' cannibalistic effect on the earth. Since the 19th century, the Wendigo legend has also captured the imagination of non-indigenous authors in The Wilderness Hunter from 1893. The future US President Theodore Roosevelt includes a goblin story about a bear-like beast that stalks the camp of two hunters, leaving only one to survive and tell the tale. Readers have interpreted Roosevelt's beast as being either the legendary Bigfoot or Wendigo. British writer Algernon Blackwood's novella The Wendigo from 1910 tells a similar story of a mysterious monster hunting a campsite in the Canadian wilderness. And this next author, you may or may not have heard of ever, is Stephen King. He features a Wendigo in a horror story, Pet Sematary, from 1983. Also, Canadian writer Margaret Atwood examines the Wendigo legend in Strange Things, The Malevolent North in Canadian literature. A book of lectures on the imaginative landscape of Canadian literature. Wendigos have also found their way into plots of television shows such as Hannibal, video games such as Until Dawn, and comic books including The Incredible Hulk and Wolverine. A Wendigo character also appears in the action film The Lone Ranger from 2013. Despite the plot's southern western US setting. Also, in director Scott Cooper and producer Guillermo del Toro's Antlers from 2021, the Wendigo is a deer-like creature in a story that combines supernatural horror and generational trauma in a small town setting. And that is that on one of my favourite cryptos or folklore. The Wendigo is just by far my favourite, and there will be a full episode where I just do more research and delve more into the Wendigo itself. Hopefully feature some stories from Reddit or from you guys, whoever listen, that if you've had a particular encounter that you believe is a Wendigo, please do let me know on Twitter, and I'm pretty sure I will include them in that particular episode. And with that, today's episode has come to an end. Please feel free to rate the show on whatever podcasting platform you use. If you'd like to stay up to date with anything related to the podcast, then be sure to follow me on Twitter at S Scarecast. Also, if you'd like to submit your own stories or to read others, then please join my subreddit at r/scampscarecast. Thanks for listening, and as always, remember, you are not alone.